And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And again, thank you to Kara Lee, Security and Your Well-Being, with her special guest. We had Judge Clancy Jane get out there this Friday, 7 a.m., Desert Ridge, and nice breakfast with the judge. And now I am so excited, I got to tell you. I've known this gentleman for, I don't know, 8, 10, maybe 15 years. I can't remember how long it's been. But we have the debut show of Leapfrog Forums, taking it to the next level. Tom, the boss, Bossmeyer. Tom, how are you?
Great, Dave, and I'm so happy to be here.
This is exciting. How long have we known each other?
A long time, and we've been planning somehow for this to happen.
I know. The cumulative experiences we've had and all these things have led to the special moment. Now it's Tom, the boss, Bossmeyer. I love that, the boss. Where did you get that nickname? Was it from that singer? What was his name?
Bruce Springsteen.
That one, yes.
Back in New Jersey, part of it, yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So anyway, you don't mind if I call you the boss?
Go for it.
As long as you don't fire me. He's the new Donald Trump. What's going on here? He's the Donald Trump. You're fired. Kurt, who will take over as host? He doesn't know. He's thinking, Kurt, anyone, anyone? He says no. He says, I'm a permanent host. Okay, why not? Anyway, Leapfrog Forums, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, guess what? I've heard there's going to be more issues this year. Thank God for Leapfrog Forums. Let's go over, Tom, what is Leapfrog Forums? Say that fast three times.
Leapfrog Forums, Leapfrog Forums, Leapfrog Forums.
He did it. Okay, I didn't think I could do it. But tell us what that's all about. What is your mission, your purpose? Why did you become, or why did you form? You're the founder and CEO of Leapfrog Forums.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Leapfrog Forums was founded because it's time to change. We're all in this economic fog for going on about 4 years now. And about 2 years ago, I decided to pull things together with some of the experiences that I was fortunate enough to have in life in multinational corporations around the world and local businesses, where I was a turnaround specialist for small business companies. And it just came together, and couldn't be a better time. There's a lot of confusion out there right now. As I like to say, a lot of companies, CEOs, executives are frozen in fear. I mean, it's been 4 years and 385,000 jobs, and we're not budging.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and you hit it on the head. I think it's fear, and of course, a lot of the media, most of the media, will really instill that fear in the people, and it's sensationalism. They make it dramatic. It's about, you know, maybe selling commercials. It's unfortunate. However, you and I are very similar. We know under any economic situation, people can do very well. It's all about the mindset. Tell us how that works with Leapfrog Forums.
Well, with the mindset, we have a very simple process in the transformation, and it's easy for me to remember. It's P plus P plus P equals performance.
No way. So you mean three P's and it's
and
equals
then you get
P.
Your equals okay. P equals your performance. And what that really means is P is for the people. The skills today need to improve, need to adjust, acclimate to this new economy. And everyone has to hold themselves accountable for being, as we talk about in Leapfrog, best in class for whatever their career is. The second P is for a process. There has to be a process put in place, because you could be the most talented executive, secretary, CEO in the world. If you don't have following a process, a plan, a methodology, then productivity is basically impossible to happen. This is a fast-paced economy where everything's moving at the speed of sound almost. And then the last part, and part I know that you'll appreciate also, is passion. We really need to be passionate about what we do. And I'm not talking about being the head cheerleader out there. What I'm talking about is believing in yourself, believing in the products and services of your company or whatever it is that you're representing out there. You put all that together within a process. We call it our new model. and you're going to get an outstanding performance overall, whether that's daily, weekly, or at the end of the year.
So what do you tell people that just give up? And that seems to be the masses, like 95% of the people. They listen to the news. They really seem to be demotivated, and they go, what's the use? I can't do it. What do you tell these people?
Yes, you can. You're born able to change. And what we do is get them involved. We're very peer-oriented. So we bring them amongst their peers, and human beings by nature will feed off each other. Just as you mentioned, they hear all this negativity in the marketplace, and they become complacent. When they're brought in with a empowered group that are all trying to improve themselves, they light the fire that's already within themselves. And when they have peers that are, you know, cheering them on and supporting them, it's amazing how we can take them from I can't do something in a transitional basis, being able to exceed any of their expectations.
You know, it's interesting. I've always heard that willpower is an important talent, important quality, but who you hang around with has more influence over who you are. And I think people should start looking at that. You know, who are you networking with? Who are you being influenced by? Who are you influencing? And watch your environment. It's time to change environments. And it's so cool that you have Leapfrog Forums, because you create environments, but you create them with passion and incredible skill level. It's contagious. You get a group of people that are passionate, and that's the environment people should want to be in today.
Absolutely. And part of the environment today is people that are fortunate enough to be employed. There's statistics that are out in the marketplace saying that 40% of them, as soon as the economy does turn, will want to go and work for a company that's fun to work for, where they can maximize their talents, their capabilities, where there's room for growth. And people want to be around, like you mentioned, successful people. They don't want to be working in an autocratic company, which we talk about in Leapfrog is silo-based. Again, a lot of the models of yesterday do not work today. They're broken. They need reframed. They need adjusted. But the what worked in the past as far as marketing, not caring what manufacturing's doing, we're just in the business to get orders. And manufacturing saying those guys always undersell. Those days are gone. We've got to work as a unit together. There's got to be a flow. And you can't flow when there's separate silos. So everything's got to be integrated into a cohesive oneness. And that's the kind of company you're going to want to work for.
There's no doubt. And it really starts at the top, the way I see it, is the corporate culture is a reflection of the people that have the power. And if you can get people at the top to change their mindset from perhaps competition to cooperation, and you call it collaboration, and you get people to really work your purpose, maybe rework your purpose. It's not about serving the corporate executives. It's about serving people, about creating different ways of being and really making a difference in the world. So it seems to me that's what Leapfrog Forum is all about, is to create this new way of being from a really core sense of who you are, well above who you are.
Oh, yes. Once again, you know, that's right on the money. There's a wonderful book out, in case a lot of the listeners would like to pick it up. It's Servant Leadership. Mm. And again, it's doing exactly what you just mentioned. People have always been our greatest resource. As leaders, it's questionable whether we've ever really, other than saying that, really believed it. And that's time where employees are the most valuable resource. And leaders are getting it slowly but surely that the real differentiator for them today is the culture of their business.
Now, some of the listeners may ask, well, who does Leapfrog Forum serve? Is this for huge companies, Fortune 500, or is it even for a one-person sole practitioner or sole proprietor?
Leapfrog Forums is about transformational change. It's about performance improvement. It's about being better for yourself. So that's a sort of a strange way of answering your question, but the two ladies that are going to be joining us later, they own very progressive organizations, and they work for themselves. This also works in the larger corporations. We focus on right now in the valley of fog that people think that's still here.
Instead of Valley of the Sun. I like that. That's a good one.
Sun.
It's the Valley of the Fog.
Yeah, if we could see by our see past our limitations,
yeah.
We would see that there's really light out there.
Well, there's no doubt, and so what you're
but
really
let me just go a little further with that. We're looking at the more employees, the more problems. That's just and the more opportunity. But if we take a look at a $5 million, a $50 million, a $100 million international company, the problems that are in there, I always, when I go in and turn around companies, I start with the CEO. I say, I understand where the problems are, and I'm talking to him.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Because he owns the company or she owns the company, and they have the responsibility fiscally to own the problems. And a lot of them they create through paradigms that may have worked for them in the past.
Yeah, there's a great responsibility that comes with owning a business. So if you're a sole owner, it's still very important that you got to get out of your own way. It doesn't mean you give up control. You're really letting go of the obstacles, and the obstacles are within you. And you know, Tom, we've talked about neurolinguistic programming over the years since I've known you. And it's really important. It's really your identity, your belief systems, your values that really carry the day. Those behaviors, let's put it this way, goals come from your behaviors. But your behaviors come from these higher-level, psychological, impactful things called your mindset and beliefs. And if you don't believe something can happen or you believe you're the king, you better think again because there's something greater than you, and you got to get out of your own way. And that's why really the answer to your question, I believe, and you really answered it nicely, is that this from large to small, it doesn't matter because this is about personal transformation.
It absolutely is. And you've got to get out of your own way. That's so true. There's a recent study by IBM that says the real single behavior that leadership needs today, not yesterday, today, is creativity. Now, there's I asked a senior manager of a top association this last week. 70% of the CEOs in the Valley are great technical CEOs. And that's what made them successful is their technical capability. Now, hold on. That's not people management. That's creating a product, a software program, a new whiz-bang gadget of some sort. That's not developing a culture of innovation, a culture of we can do anything. And what we have to do is get them to transition, like you mentioned. Doesn't happen overnight. And part of our motto is transitional change.
I like that. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Tom, the Boss Bossmeyer, the debut show of Leapfrog Forums. This is great. This is all about transition, transformational change.
Change.
I love the lyrics, and we'll be right back.
Reidenauer, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, the debut show of Leapfrog Forums, starring Tom the Boss Bossmeyer. And this is great. We got up to a great start talking about what the world really needs. So let's talk about what the show is all about, because you're going to be on the 4th Monday from 2:30 to 4 every 4th Monday. People will look forward to this. So tell us, what are they going to look forward to?
All righty.
Not just the boss, but maybe they will. Maybe it'll be the boss man.
What they can look forward to is a lot of, obviously, some dynamic people coming on the show that we want to reflect what's really changing out in our in the beautiful Valley of the Sun. There's a lot of success stories, and I need those people to step up and talk about their companies, talk about their boss, talk about their fellow employees, and let's set examples. We've got to get back a lot of moms and dads and brothers and sisters. We got to get them gainfully employed again. And there's some people out there in these small businesses that are empowered. I call them the economic engines, the CEOs. And there's a lot of them doing the right things. And we've got to get them some visibility. Leapfrog and the boss has got to be the voice of those people to get them in here and have them tell us their story and what they're supremely proud of and why they're proud of it to work for that organization and that leader and how they help turn it around.
You know, I like how you said it, supremely proud of. I mean, that is really a great phrase, a great two words, because people look opposite way, and there's shows out there, and not to discredit any shows, but I mean shows like maybe Jerry Springer that are contributing to negativity, and I guess it's entertaining. I don't know. I really don't watch it. But what I'm saying is that your show, Tom the Boss, Bossmeyer, will set the example of what's positive out there, what people can look forward to, how they can really get into a mindset that contributes way beyond their own self to other people. Because that's what's needed, because you just hear it being thrown around all over the place right now, how bad things are getting. But it's the people that can make the change, and it starts one person at a time.
Absolutely. And we need advocates. And they're out there, but they got nowhere to go, and they got no one to talk to. We bring them into our peer groups, or we go into their companies, and we bring them out here to the station, and we get them to sing the praise of what they're accomplishing. Not hypothetically. What are they doing now? We're not talking strategic planning here. We're talking practical implementation. And people will stand up and cheer for an organization today that they're happy to be working for, that they're able to take their children to the show on the weekend and go away on a vacation. Their voice is heard by the CEO. And it's basically getting a culture of change out there. And part of what we teach at Leapfrog, which we call practical learning, is the culture of innovation. That the real differentiator that anybody in business can do today is get a bunch of people together that work for a company and say, what do you think? How would you do it? What could we do differently? Why would that work? Why haven't we tried that? How come?
You know, it's... That's so cool that you are that voice right now for people, because a lot of people in workplaces for years have said, no one listens to me, just do what I'm told. And it's the same old stuff. And, you, of course, you've heard Tony Robbins talk about it, doing the same thing over and over again, yet expecting different results is a definition of insanity. And some of the other things you said, you know, feeling good. I mean, when, you know, why not have that one of the big goals, the main goal? How do you feel good each and every day? Get excited to get out of bed and to do and make a difference through your employer or through your own self as an employer. The other thing is, you did mention that's what you want for employer groups. There are a couple companies that come to mind that have been doing that for quite a long time, and one is Southwest Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Have you do you fly Southwest? Actually, can I convert you over? I just went, of course, a National Hockey League draft in the NHL award ceremony, Las Vegas and Minnesota, and it was Southwest Airlines. They are uniquely different. They've been doing that for 40 years, I believe. They were the only profitable airline, I believe. And they practice what you're talking about.
Absolutely, yeah. And, again, I do fly Southwest, and I can use two tickets Labor Day for my wife and myself. We'd like to go over to Europe. Was it Europe?
Europe.
We'll fly into Amsterdam. Oh, no, back to the message here.
Yeah. I don't think they can fly to Europe.
Well, maybe they will if they have good customer service.
Yeah, they have great customer service.
So. Hey!
Now, I do like your change song. Did you make that up on the spot?
I'd like to change that to no, I didn't.
Oh, but I like it. It was. It's all about that. You know, a lot of people look on the outside and they blame people. But the true master, the true leader looks on the inside to say, how can I change first and foremost? And I think that's a good message. I think that's probably the message you give also, Tom, to Leapfrog Forums is, you know, your first thought, don't look at the other person. Look at yourself first. It is your button that's being pushed. And maybe you're just going to learn something even greater to be even a greater leader.
Oh, what an opportunity we have now to change. What an opportunity. It's an inspirational time. We have no alternative. It's a time to grow, a time to be the best you can be. In Leapfrog Forums, we help a lot with best practices, best-in-class, high-performance modules, and most importantly, peers that help each other, whether that's internal to a company or bringing a whole group of different industry sectors together.
Very, very critical. It's always been critical. It now becomes more visible, I think, because people without the skill sets or they had a certain set of skills, but that was it, they continue doing the same thing. It's now more visible that if you continue doing the same thing without upgrading your skill sets, without changing your belief systems to from I can't to I can, to from disempowering beliefs to very empowering beliefs. If you don't do that, it's very visible. You won't have a job. Your salary will go down. And more importantly, you're wasting a life of opportunities.
Absolutely. And if it comes down to an example, we've got two employees. What company do they want to go for when it ultimately comes down to it? A company that says you can't, we don't value you. You know, you're just another number to us. And there's no room for growth, or a company that gets excited that you're on the board, or you're on the team, like Southwest. You know, even before you start here, you got any ideas for us?
Yeah.
You know, is that person going to be excited when he or she goes home in the evening? The pendulum will swing back, but I mean, the CEOs have to change, and they're wide open for it. The question is, how do they?
Well, and that's where Leapfrog Forum will come in and really teach that along with all the great minds that are attracted. And, you know, you've heard about the law of attraction. So your group is attracting the type of people that really want change, that are going to support their fellow colleagues to have greater change. That is remarkable.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. And you'll meet two ladies after the commercial there that, you know, our prime example of that and how we all help each other. We're advocates. We're advisors to each other. You know, it's one for all and all for one, and it doesn't end when our forums are over. I mean, we really care about each other.
I love that. All for one, one for all. The Three Musketeers.
Change, change, change.
There we go.
Change, change, change.
Boom, 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 boom. Now we're singing. All right, I'll bring my guitar in next time. And, of course, before we go on our break, I want to mention a couple things that Herb, the founder of Southwest Airline, his philosophy, and this is a great philosophy, is that it's a reverse pyramid. If you think about it, most CEOs think people work for them. He always had the philosophy, he works for the people. I mean, think about that. That is unbelievable philosophy. You can't argue about Southwest Airlines' success. They are the best airline in the history of airlines since the Wright brothers, I'm going to guess. And we'll be back right away. This is the debut show of Leapfrog Forum, starring Tom the Boss, Bossmeyer. We're going to have two great guests in studio talking about Leapfrog Forums as well as their own accomplishments. We'll be right back.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
What does your landscaping say about you?
I'm friendly to our planet.
I xeriscape.
I'm water smart.
I harvest rainwater for my landscape and garden.
I'm a free thinker.
My landscape is filled with flowers year-round.
I'm energy conscious.
I water wisely.
Clemente Design Landscape represents your vision with an understanding of what a well-designed and cost-effective landscape can do for you. Call us for a free one-hour consultation and evaluation at 602-540-3773. That's 602-540-3773. Or visit the website ClementeDesignIsGreen.com.
It's the summer of 2011. Why not change? Why not your company? Why not now? Really? What will it take for you to change and improve your life, your capabilities? It's the summer of 2011. Running out of excuses yet? In this unpredictable economy, is this business as usual? No, this is turnaround business time. Time to improve in the summer of 2011. From business services to technology, marketing to productivity, sales to employee morale, nonprofits to associations, this show addresses today's, not yesterday's, critical topics essential to you and your company. Guess what? In this economy, embrace change or it will continue to confuse you. Leapfrog Forums, taking it to the next level, has been created by and for business challenges, changes, and success stories. Come and talk with us about the vision of change you are living and how that is taking your company to the next level. Let's get our friends and family members back to work now. How? Step up as a change advocate champion and share your innovative and collaborative successes in the workplace with us on air. Tell your story. Leapfrog Forums, taking it to the next level. Innovation and collaboration for growth and jobs. Accomplishing together what we cannot do alone. Call the boss at 602-859-0048. 602-859-0048. That's 602-859-0048. And visit us at www.leapfrogforums.com. www.leapfrogforums.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is the debut show of Leapfrog Forums, starring Tom the Boss, Bossmeyer. I love saying that, Tom. What do you think?
You're
you like
getting better and better at it, Dave.
Yeah, I could be like Ed McMahon, right? Or would I be Ed or Johnny, and what would you be?
I'll take either one.
Okay. Well, they're both sort of not living anymore, so we better get someone else.
I used to have some fun with, as a matter of fact, Ed McMahon.
Oh, you did?
Down in Avalon, New Jersey. But that's a story for a different time.
For a different time. Anyway, this is so great because you have some really great guests in studio. Do you want to introduce your two great guests? This sounds like the dating game. And now the two bachelorettes. Bachelorette number one. Okay, Tom, you're married, so you can't participate.
Okay, Dave. yes, I do have two fabulous executives. And as I mentioned in the earlier segment, well, what better testimonials I couldn't imagine of change advocates for this community and people that are really stepping up and helping to turn this whole economy around. Let me start with Tina Berger first. Tina is one of the original members. Both Tina and Deborah are in our Leapfrog Forum, our business development forum, major players. But Tina's been in the real estate area, commercial industry now for, it's hard to believe, over 30 years.
30? You must have started like before you were born. You look so young.
I know. Isn't that wonderful?
That is
good genes.
That is great.
19.
Wow.
Yeah.
And right now she has her own business, XLAZ, commercial brokerage, right?
It's XL Commercial LLC.
XL Commercial. And she's had numerous awards up and down the Scottsdale area. The one that I was most impressed with was the Scottsdale Waterfront Project. I think that was what you got an award for, Project of the Year.
Yeah, that was a national award. Scottsdale Waterfront was the most anticipated project at that time. It was really fun to be involved in it for a lot of different reasons. I got to wear a lot of hats, learn ground-up development literally from the ground up on several levels, on politically and retail and commercial and penthouses going up and several layers of the industry going on all at the same time. So it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, and a beautiful area just down here and everything that was done. And then Tina helps out a whole lot with the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce, which is a very progressive chamber that's really helping to turn things also. She's part of the Partner Council, Advocacy Subcommittee, and just a lot of stuff to help. She's our, I would think, the go-to lady as far as anything in the commercial industry right now. So, Tina, why don't you tell us a little bit more?
Well, it's been an interesting ride being in commercial. I was one of the first females that really went on the street and decided to stay with it. Some called me nuts, but it was really a fun ride. And going from a place of being one of the girls out of a six-kid bunch, Brady Bunch, of having a bunch of brothers, it kind of gave me a good balance point. A lot of the meetings were with guys, and you had to settle yourself in and just become kind of a chameleon. So when I do live seminars and speaking, I usually talk to the place where just become a chameleon. Don't wear a chip on your shoulder and say what you know. Don't say what you don't know and become part of the program, become part of the projects. And after a while, people started listening. Not when I was 19, of course, but they do now. It was just coming from a place of self and honesty, I think, that people really appreciate. I don't try to candy coat anything, whether it's price or property or anything. So if you've been in the business long enough, people are going to call you because they trust you. And since I'm still here, people trust you.
You know, that's very cool. And you said you do seminars. What are some of the things you speak about?
I did a seminar for the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce, and it was basically a throttle to the Athena Awards. And it talked to women of all ages and from all the states. And they came in to do what we call an Inspire luncheon. Mm-hmm. I got to speak. I was very, very excited to do that. And something sort of crazy happened during that time. I wrote a speech, and about the time I started to get up and saw these women in front of me, I decided to put my speech down and hand everybody a piece of paper and say, "What do you want me to talk about?" And a lot of people brought their questions and their concerns and their questions. And I just rewrote my whole script and talked from my heart. And it got a lot of reviews, and a lot of people still call me to this day to be a mentor to them because it was just honest. It wasn't scripted.
Well, now that sounds leapfrogian, but I can't see. That's
leapfrogian?
What
is that what you call it? I love it.
Yeah.
It sounds
that's
awesome.
What Tina brings. It's that innovation, that creativity. Throw the script out and let's hear from it.
And a great leadership quality.
Yeah.
That you really want to hear from the people what they want to hear, how to maybe share how you can help or at least suggest certain solutions.
Correct, and it is about solutions now. It's not about hearing yourself talk. I think there's a lot of people out there that like to hear themselves talk. I, on the other hand, like to listen and gather the information and make smart choices for our clients and our customers, because they don't want anybody false anymore. They don't need the big words. They don't need anything. They need fundamentals, and they need solutions. So Excel Commercial is based around providing solutions in an everyday world.
And that's why the bubble burst anyway, over the last couple of years, because of the fantasy. And you give them a dose of good reality. This is how it's really going to be. It was never that way. It was just all smoke and mirrors. And it sounds like you really tell them, like you said, good solutions. Practical is probably a word you use too.
Practical, definitely. And realistic is number two, because their challenges down the road coming forward are going to be greater than what we see today. So it is how you handle it. It's the advice that you get to your clients or something that you should give to yourself, which is be conscious, be honest, and by far and away, don't tell them what they need to hear. Tell them what they need to know.
That's really, really important. You know, you said it was all women. Is that who you spoke to, this one particular seminar?
Yeah, and the last one I did was David Rickard at the City of Scottsdale, and the mayor were there. And we spoke to the new height and density code for all of the air park area. We were able to get the height and density way up so people with older buildings can get really good highest and best use out of it. So I spoke to the entire town. The council was there, people that wanted to hear about the new air park plan, because we were going to change all the zoning codes. So it was really interesting to go from A to Z for development. So David got to speak about the new budget he got. I got to get in and move him forward on that and tell him what we were doing. So it was very, very good and very informative. It's on the web now, so you can look at it.
Wow. We should. Well, we'll give out contact information a little bit later, because I'd love to come to one of your seminars. This sounds great. Now, you have another guest.
Yes, I do. And Deborah Johnson. Deborah's the principal of the Johnson Circle and also High Stakes Communication. When I first met Deborah, actually it was at a law firm, Snell and Wilmer, I believe. Not to throw names around, Snell and Wilmer, Snell and Wilmer. I just have never met anybody that's won more than one Emmy, and Deborah's won six. She's a six-time Emmy award-winning writer and producer. Hello, we got some audience out there. Let's hear it.
Oh,
see that? Hey,
that's Ed McMahon. You're right. You did know him in New Jersey. Okay.
Yeah, no, but just going on, Deborah's been around working in communications for most of her career. Some of these names you may recognize, the BBC, NPR, the New York Times, and she continues on a daily basis working with ABC, CBS, Fox, Oprah, and Inside Edition. Just a world of experience out there, and some of the people that have used Deborah's words are Peter Jennings, Dan Rather, Randy Macho Man Savage. Oh.
Anybody who watches WWE, he unfortunately just died.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
That's right, he did.
He died from a heart attack. He had a heart attack, and then he died in a car crash because he was
That's
driving
right.
at the time.
That's right, I did hear about that.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Very nice guy.
Very sad.
And then some equally big names in the corporate world, General Dynamics, UBS. So where do I start? Why don't you tell us something about yourself, Deborah, your background, and what are we up to here?
Well, I came from television, so I was a writer, producer at TV stations around the country, and did that for 20 years. My last TV station was here. I worked at Channel 15, and then I decided that I wanted to go out on my own and apply my skills in new ways, so I started my own production company. And then about 6 or 7 years ago, I got invited by an attorney who knew that I had coached executives. I wrote speeches. I write for the spoken word. So I have worked with a lot of people on their oral communication skills, and he said, we're going to court. I've got a really, really bad witness. And he knew that I worked with executives, and he said, would you be willing to work with this guy? Do you think you could help me? Well, the guy turned out to be just a huge mess. He was awful. But in working with him, I discovered that sort of in this one moment, everything that I'd learned how to do in the last 25 or 30 years sort of came together. So I loved it. It just lit me up. It was really fun. It turned out that I was really good at it. And so I began, you know, doing that more and more, and in the last couple of years have really dedicated all of my time and energy to developing that part of my business. So right now I do, I prepare witnesses for trial, and then I work with attorneys on writing their opens for their cases, the closing arguments, and then helping them develop the key themes for their case to present to the jury.
Do you also teach them not just the content, but how to deliver it?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that's very important, the delivery.
Yeah. For me, coming from my background, even though I'm a wordsmith, when I'm working with witnesses, the most important thing is really how they feel. So I want them to be confident. That's the most important thing that you can do when you sit down on the witness stand. It's not, can you say this sentence in this way? It's not, here's the answer to the question. It's really, do you feel safe? Do you understand what's going to happen? Are you confident in your ability to answer questions? Can you make a connection with the jury? So that's really all sort of psychological stuff.
And that's very important because if you know, I'm a master practitioner in neurolinguistic programming. Maybe you've heard that or not, but Tony Robbins is the most well-known. But they talk about that, mm-hmm. the nonverbal part, which is the confidence part.
Yep.
93% of
yep.
communication is really through nonverbal. So the words are important, of course. However, if they don't have that nonverbal,
yeah.
guess what?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, can I tell you a little story?
Absolutely.
So I had an opportunity to work with, it was a criminal case, and it was an NFL wide receiver who had been accused of rape. And he, we were right on top of trial. And he had had an ankle bracelet for 2 years, and he was defensive, and he was angry, and he was really just fit to be tied about this trial. He felt wrongly accused in this. The attorney called me and said, do you think you can work with him? And I said, you know, let me sit down, talk to him, see what I can do. Well, it turns out that he didn't do it. That I really hate to say this, but the woman really, when she found out he was a football player, wanted money. So this poor guy's life had just been devastated, but he was so angry the jury was going to hate him. They were just going to hate him. So we worked and worked and talked, and I finally found a place where he could feel safe, where he knew that he was going to be able to do this. So I brought in, you know, I said, tell me what it's like to be a football player, a wide receiver. These people are chasing you down the field. They're trying to knock you over. You know, thousands of people are screaming and yelling at you. How do you maintain your composure? How do you do this? So he described to me how he's a wide receiver, and I said, that's what you do. That's exactly what's going to happen in the courtroom. His entire body shifted. In this one moment, he went, and suddenly, knowing that he knew how to do this, that he could do it, that changed. It just changed in a heartbeat.
You know, that's awesome what you just did, is that you really brought him back to a place and anchored him in, from NLP terminology, changed his state of mind. And that is so important. And the state also is part of the nonverbal part.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting. I'm not that familiar with the work you're talking about, except that I know that it exists, but I call it anchoring. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you can anchor your witness,
yeah.
Then they're going to be fine. And then they're going to be able to connect on a personal level with the jury, because that's who's, you know, sitting in judgment of you. It's not the opposing attorney, it's the jury. Hmm. So can you connect with that jury? And then how do you speak to them in a way that they'll understand and you know, they can connect with you?
So you save lives. If you think about it, I mean, here's someone wrongfully accused, and look, if they didn't have you, maybe it would never have come out that he was wrongfully accused, perhaps.
Yeah. And that's
amazing what you do.
For me, that's the part that really lights me up, is that I know that it makes a difference. I've worked with on the other side of rape. I've worked with women who had been raped, and they were, you know, in civil suits against the people who had wronged them. And even though we lost those cases, unfortunately, it changed the women's lives. They came to me afterward and said, thank you for what you did, because I got to tell my story. I know that they heard me. I feel like I'm a different person now, because I got to do this in a way that really helped me move forward. Even though I lost the case, I'm really okay now.
Now, 20 years ago, when you were in TV, writing, producing, all those type of things, did you ever remotely think you would be in this field?
No. I had no idea at all. It was really one of those interesting little flukes. But I tell you, I love this work, and I love working with attorneys. Litigators are a tough group, you know, but when I can help them present their case better, when I can help them communicate well, you know, present their case really well for their client, it makes a lot of difference. You save a guy's company. You save a guy's life. I've worked on manslaughter cases. I've worked on, you know, a whole variety of things. So,
and when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with two great in-studio guests. We have Tina Berger and Deborah Johnson. Of course, this is the debut show of Leapfrog Forum, starring Tom the Boss Bossmeyer. And I want to talk a little bit when we come back from our break on embracing what you do and really appreciating, because you never know where you'll end up, like Deborah, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is the debut show of Leapfrog Forums, taking it to the next level, starring Tom the Boss Bossmeyer. Do you like that, Tina and Deborah? Tom the Boss Bossmeyer. Have you ever heard that except on this show?
This is the first time I've ever heard it, but I'm already designing the T-shirt for
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, this is a whole new thing.
We could do a similar thing for Superman, Bossman, you know?
Yeah. This is great.
Here we go.
Superman. You can have a whole bunch of names. And of course, in studio, we have special guest Tina Berger from Excel Commercial LLC and Deborah Johnson, High Stakes Communication. That's really cool. I just got back from Vegas. I was at the National Hockey League award ceremony. They went to Minnesota for the NHL draft. We have two sports shows, too. And so high stakes. I like that. Las Vegas, high stakes. All right. Back to you, Tommy.
All righty. Listen, I just want to move on to what we're all involved with. Leapfrog in this forum is what it's called officially is Collaborative Business Development Forum. And what that means is people that really want to improve themselves in this new economy, this dynamic economy, to use nice words, this challenging economy, realize that they have a burning desire to improve themselves, as I do, by facilitating it. And I learned so much more, I think, than what we, you know, we all learn together or whatever. But it's part of the process. If we're going to be the best that we can be, we have to put ourselves in an environment, Dave, like we talked about earlier, with winners. And that's what we do. We get them together and we just, in a lot of the cases, just get out of the way and just introduce some topics and have fun. We hold each other accountable. And sometimes there's some pressure, but it's all good pressure. And we're moving in a transitional way monthly. We've been doing this for, you know, during the whole year now. And look for results. I mean, part of it is results, but again, the Leapfrog Forum concept was that we were looking for qualitative and quantitative to just get somebody to do something without understanding the behavior, the dynamics, the change that has to occur wouldn't really help them in the future. But if we could talk about qualitative and talk about it on a consistent basis with peers and friends, then I could change.
Would you say Leapfrog Forums is like the athletes have? They all have coaches, and would that be like the coach for great people? Leapfrog Forums, to be a supportive environment, upgrading skills, and a place where people can really grow.
Yes, and I'd also say it's where coaches, because we coach each other. You know, it's like bringing the best coaches together and say, how's the coaching business? You know, nothing finer than bringing them all together. And what worked for you today? You know, what did you try different? How did it make you feel when that client called you back in a world where clients or prospects don't call us back? You know, so what was the compelling reason, that we've made these changes for our clients? All this different stuff, I call it, that we need to do to be the best of the best.
And one of the things that we get when we're all together is we all come from different industries. So what we get is a new perspective on the work that we're doing, on the way that we're doing that work, and then we get to add what we've learned from our industry to everybody else's industry. So this morning I was on the phone with one of the other people that's in our group. I had an idea about doing a little piece of research as I continue to grow and learn more and more and more about what attorneys need and how to serve them better. Deborah Peck, who has a PhD, is a researcher, said, oh, I've got a great idea. Why don't you try this? Why don't you try this? When I've done research, you know, here's the kinds of things I can do. And then you could write an article, and then you could do this, and then you could do that. So she took my little idea, which was, you know, about as big as a thimble, and gave me back a cupful. And so what I'm going to do in the next couple of weeks is suddenly richer, more productive for me, because I bothered to pick up the phone and call her, and I wouldn't have known her and wouldn't have had access to her without Leapfrog.
So it's like brainstorming,
yeah,
in a way.
It is in a higher sense, because I think what you're demonstrating is that we listen to each other with the brain and with the heart. Mm. You know, we connect in a couple different areas because we're really getting to know each other over time. And, I mean, you didn't sound like you hesitated, and look what you get back for. You give and you get. That's another. Give first. Then you'll get back something.
Yeah, it's a really candid group. We give each other not just business sense and some really great advice and some ideas, but we're really a close group. We talk, we go out, and that's really important when you're an owner and you're kind of by yourself trying to slam ideas around. It's like you're in a can running circles inside that can, and you just really can't break out because you don't have anybody that's really holding you accountable and pushing you to the floor, saying, look, you need to grow. You need to be different. Within this group, I think we do push each other to the hilt, and we get a lot done, but it's the biggest challenge I've ever had in my life. And what that's done is created an environment for me of being a participant versus a spectator. I think that's really important for people right now that have a business. You really have to find it in yourself and stay strong and know that you've got to jump in and help make the change, or you're going to be in the back. And when things turn around, you will be dead last, and all the rest of us will be happy, and we want you to be happy. So if you're joining something like Leapfrog, it will take you to a higher level in a thought process. It won't leave you sitting by yourself. Now you've got a collective thought around you, and you've got support.
Right.
One of the other things that I find that's really useful is that there's a whole sense of that this is actually a fun and interesting thing to do. Mm-hmm. So we really are embracing what's going on around us because we've got some support, we've got some intelligence, and we're not out there on our own trying to, you know, slog through, wade through what we sometimes don't even understand. So it's actually very engaging, you know, to really get involved in, okay, so how do I change? Not why do I have to change, but how can I? How is it fun? How is it interesting? How am I going to get forward? How are you doing it? I tried this, I tried that, you tried this, you tried that. Oh, cool.
Right.
So it really sounds like what you're both, all three of you are talking about is really how to get past your comfort zone. The last thing you want to do is stay in your comfort zone now. And what I tell my clients is learn to work above your self-imposed limitations. That means going from one comfort zone to the next, to the next. It's a continuous improvement process. And it sounds like, Tom, that's what you have with LeapFrog.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the intention. It can't happen without the people stepping up. But we set the bar, we beat the bar. We set the bar, we exceed the bar. When we can't get over it, we get over it. We do it together. And it's pretty simple. People help each other.
I like how you said that. We set the bar, we beat the bar. And then I think Tina said you have a social component to this, and you go to the bar. Okay, so maybe yeah, not. I don't know if you ever do that or what. Come on.
Yes.
You never
We go to lunch. But I want to just comment on Tina's point there about participating. That's so key because it feels good. I mean, when we know when we're helping each other and everybody's listening, and sometimes we almost have to raise our hands to speak because everybody else is trying to help somebody else in the team at the same time. And to me, it just feels good, you know. And that's the type, my point is, that's the type of company I want to work for. And when somebody's going to go and get hired, you're going to have a choice as this economy spins open. You're going to have a choice to work for an autocratic company or a company that respects your inside out. Man, woman, old or young, let's not get started on that little discussion of the workforce and the age and all that dynamic that's going to bring in. But you're going to decide, is that the type of company that I want to give everything I have? And it makes a big difference because I feel good by participating and I bring something to the game.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And Tina, you mentioned something about, you know, participating. And the other way to say that is get in the game. And the question I have for both Tina and Deborah, and of course Tom the boss, because you are the boss, if you want to chime in on this, is what does that mean to get in the game? I think there's a misconception out there. I think people think they're in the game, but they're really not in the game. Who wants to go first on that? Okay, Tina, you've been volunteered by Deborah, and Tom is watching very intently.
Participation to me is living what you're saying, so that you're out, you're networking, you're not sitting idle in your house wondering where your next check's going to come from and who's going to hire you. If you're not out participating in the world and getting yourself involved at every level that you can find possible, people aren't going to know that you're still here, one thing. That's a high thing, is that they are not going to know you're here. Second thing is the opportunities that come your way, because people still know you're here, will give you new references. But right now, old references are coming through, too. People are referring people to me because they know I'm still here. There are new referrals coming through just because people are introducing you around. And you're not sitting at home just crying, you know, you're just not crying to yourself saying, what am I going to do? So if you're just sitting stable and you're not doing anything, it's not going to work for you. So you need to get involved. You need to participate. We talked about that a lot at the city. So participate. Find something that you can be an advocate for. Find something you believe in and go after it.
I like it, Deborah.
Yeah, exactly. For me, participating is really about contributing. And you can't contribute if you're alone. So, you know, there are a lot of people out there who have great skills and are very passionate about the work that they do. Some of them, like me, have really morphed into something new. And so they're, you know, the challenge is there really isn't a title for a lot of the things that we're doing these days because work has changed so much. The environment has changed so much. Business has changed so much. Our customers have changed so much, their expectations. So part of it is being out there listening, talking, engaging with people. You know, where are the problems? Where are the solutions? You know, who do I know that I can connect you with? Who do you know that you can connect me with? What do I know that I can contribute to you? You know, where can we all get together and solve the problems that we need to solve so desperately here? Because a conversation with somebody over a cup of coffee, you know, that maybe 2 years ago you wouldn't have had, you know, will spark you into getting involved in something, which will lead to something else. The community gets a little better. You get a little smarter. You know, you are able to offer up what it is that you know, what you have to make this a better place. And heaven only knows we need a lot of that here in the Valley. There are a lot of problems and serious problems, and we all need to be part of that.
Yeah, there's no question. A lot of people think worrying is participation. No, worrying is worrying, mm-hmm. and you got to get off the couch and get going. Mm-hmm. Tony Robbins calls it massive action. I'd call it focused massive action because, you know, although Tony is a master at what he does, you know, to me, if you massive action is not like a chicken with their head cut off. It's not random. It's pinpointed. It's mm-hmm. focused. You clearly know your purpose. So there's a lot of mindset to that action, which happens from behaviors. So, Tom, what does that mean to you, getting in the game? You might be called, you are the game.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't say it any better than Tina and Deborah just did. Again, I'm going to keep going back to this. It's about jobs. If you could have two people working for you, like the two ladies on my left, you could turn your company, your 50-employee company, your 500-person employee organization around if you could just get people that are participating, that care, and are just giving everything they can and receiving. I mean, it's reciprocal. It goes back and forth. It's a dynamic we need to tap into, and the results are, you know, endless. You know, I'm sort of trying to tie it back into a culture. It's, you know, a new way of being, of doing, and it's a culture of creativity, innovation. You know, I want that job in that company. Why? Because of people like these two that just make it fun to go to work every day. And that's where growth is coming from. And that's where we're going to get jobs. And I don't know if that's answering your question. That's what I'm hearing.
You get an A. I like it. I'm the teacher. You're the boss. Now, the thing is, I like what you said is really you have the Leapfrog Forums is a place where, and you said it about 5 minutes ago or less, is that what if you had two amazing people like Tina and Deborah in your company, or at least a mentor, or at least as part of this Leapfrog Forums to give advice or at least suggestions, what can that do for your company? It could be astronomical. And have you experienced that, both Tina and Deborah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we're all really committed to each other, so we're always looking for connections. We're looking for, you know, for input. You know, somebody says, hey, I've got this little challenge with something. We all sort of jump in there and offer what we know. And so, you know, it feels really good to contribute. I like it when I get to play my best game. So when they, you know, when they want me to, you know, what do I know about this? I like contributing at the highest level that I possibly can and knowing that it's going to make a difference for them. So, you know, helping Tina with some of her marketing messages or rethinking some things, you know, our other person, Dr. Deborah Peck, who is helping me with some ideas, you know, a couple of the guys in our group, giving them some thoughts from, you know, from what we know. It's just it multiplies things. You're running exponentially instead of in some sort of slow, you know, climb.
Right. Yeah, in both of your cases, it's their creativity in motion. They're creating their businesses. They're innovating. They're breaking through to new areas. And to have us to bounce it off of, and I know we've both talked about it several different times, sort of writing your own book. But, boy, what a gang of friends to advisors, peer advisors, whatever buzzwords we want to put on all this transformation.
You know, somebody one time had said that this is a little bit like repacking a moving van driving down the highway at 70 miles an hour. That's what this that's what this new environment's like. Well, wouldn't it be nice if you had some help if you had to repack the moving van at 70 miles an hour? I'd like to have some help, and I'd like some really smart help.
Yeah.
Another big thing for me is the give and take. Most of the places I've been involved in, we've all done it over the years. We're part of this board. We're on this committee. We're doing this. We're doing this. When things started kind of crashing around about 3 years ago and crashing down hard, none of it was working. For me, Leapfrog has been a leapfrog ahead because I've gotten referrals. It's good for my business. But also, as soon as somebody walks in the door, we ask them, what can we do for you? I mean, where else are you going to find that? I challenge you to find any place in the Valley that's going to do that. So for me, when I bring people in and they say, well, is this about what you're going to get from me? And I turn around and say, no, it's actually what we're going to do for you. That is a big part of Leapfrog. That's why I'm in it, to stay. and very proud to be part of it because of that.
Well, it sounds like this is way beyond networking. So, and that's what you're really saying. A lot of people continue to go to these networking events. Now, I'm not trying to bash networking events, but it's very limited. It's people go to networking events thinking, hey, I'm going to come out of here with business. Wrong attitude, first of all. You should always go into a networking event, especially LeapFrog Forums, your type of organization, always thinking first and foremost, what can I do to help someone? Mm-hmm. Period. Because what goes around comes around. Who agrees with that?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Right.
And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with two great in-studio guests, Tina Berger and Deborah Johnson. And, of course, this is a debut show of LeapFrog Forums starring Tom the
Change
Boss.
Again, change more. Come on, keep changing out there.
I didn't get to say Tom the Boss Bossmeyer. Now I just did. And when we come back, I'm going to ask each one of you so you could better prepare what the three levels of thinking are, and we'll be right back.
Is it important for you to develop a financial plan without the potential conflict associated with commission sales? As a fee-only financial planner, I am paid by you and only you, my client. I'm not compensated in any way by the recommendations I provide. Have you heard the phrase, people do not plan to fail, they fail to plan? My experience has shown that this is too often true when considering one's financial future. If you're ready to take action, call me, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner and Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, directly at 602-235-0336. We'll discuss your financial situation and review some small or perhaps large changes that will help you obtain the financial future you desire. Don't let the lack of a plan affect your family's financial future. Call me, Bob Berger, at 602-235-0336 for a free consultation. Again, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner, 602-235-0336.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Are you able to ensure the safe driving and productivity of your employees? I'm Kara Lee with GPS Heroes, and with our plug-and-play GPS device, you can set geofences, get speeding alerts, and a full report card each week with driver reports and mileage, all to your computer or handheld device. It's easy to get and easy to use, in real time, with no service contracts. Just go to gpsheroes.org/21 and order yours today. That's gpsheroes.org/21.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the debut show of LeapFrog Forum, starring Tom the Boss Bossmeyer, with special in-studio guest Tina Berger from Excel and Deborah Johnson, High Stakes Communication. Real quickly, I'm going to go over this to lead in to innovation. The first, second, and third level of thinking. Most people are in the first level of thinking, means I know what I know. Let's say I know my name is Dave, and that's it. They don't explore outside that realm. The second level, I know what I don't know, meaning I have a car, I have an engine. I know the engine works, but if it breaks, I don't know how to fix it, but I know someone else that does. But the third level is where everyone needs to play, and that's, Tom, where your company comes in. I know that I don't know what I don't know. Think about that. I know that I don't know what I don't know, meaning there's things out there I have no clue about. LeapFrog Forums would be the place to get a clue about something you've never thought of. Great innovation, great creativity. Deborah, you're relating to this.
Yeah, because we're all operating small business, medium business, large business in a world where how do we develop business these days? Yeah. The consumers have changed significantly. I don't care whether you're buying, you know, $280 million, you know, Airbuses or whether you're buying a pair of shoes. All of that has shifted. Their expectations have shifted. The market has shifted. The economy shifted. You know, how have you evolved your company, no matter how big it is, to be able to deal with that? So it's one of the things that we spend a lot of time talking about is developing business, not sales, not being a used car salesman, but how do you legitimately develop business
that will support your company.
And how do you do that? Who wants to take that?
Well, our first step is definitely working as a group. Again, working by yourself is fundamentally unsound. If you're not creative every single day, and I can't call Deborah or Deborah Peck or Tom or Wayne, I'm just no good in my own day. I'm stuck in a realm I can't get out of. Also, metamorphosizing your business is, I think, the key understanding right now. It's going out and asking people what they want, not what you think they want, and then going in through your organization and asking and taking advice and taking it to heart and rising above yourself. People have to get out of their own way. If they don't get out of their own way, we're going to have a more stagnation than we've ever seen before. So our hope is that as we, as participants in our own organizations and our families and people that we know, we can help them rise to that challenge.
Now, I agree with that. Get out of your own way. And what does that mean to you, Tom? I mean, what do you tell people when people, it's so obvious to outsiders, like, wow, that person is the obstacle. It's not the outside events that happen. It's their interpretation, and they're not interpreting in an empowering way.
Yeah, no, and I do it a lot. I point to myself and say, if I could kick the person that caused me the most problems in my life, I wouldn't be able to sit down.
Yeah. First of all, how would you do that? Or do you hire someone to kick for you?
Hey, well, it's tricky, but yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to demonstrate
it. Yes. But it's just moving to another level. People really have to want to change. They have to have a burning desire. The sky's the limit. And given that you're in an environment of change, and I think obviously we're positioning that. And all we really can do is position it. And then change manifests. I mean, it's a belief system. It's if I want to really become the best that I can be, then let me get out of my way. And no holds barred. Bring it on. And it'll show up by things that we have conversations with, people we talk to. You know, it's a little bit of trust that's out there, which, again, is one of the dynamics that's holding this economy back. Nobody trusts each other anymore.
Boy, and there are a lot of reasons not to trust. I mean, right. Wall Street fell apart. Everywhere around us, things right. have fallen apart. And who do you trust? Right. So our little group is literally creating trust across time so that we know we can count on each other. And then part of what we're learning to do is to rethink how do you create trust with your consumers, with your customers. How do you develop that if you don't already have it? How do you create it in a new way, or how do you create it for the new customers that are out there?
Yeah, and then another area for those of you that are listening from Motorola, Intel, and Honeywell, the major corporations in the Valley, we have this little, not little, every month we go what's called Leapfrog U. It's probably similar to Motorola U. But we tap into a different universe, the internet. And we bring down and download some of the best business development, sales strategies, strategic sales. One of the key things we downloaded was Challenger and how we all have to be more strategically aggressive with our clients out there today. And Deborah, you and I were talking a little bit about how you applied that. You know, being a little bit, it's, you know, the old days of relationship selling have evolved. The buyers are procrastinating, or the buyers are controlling more than they used to. So we got to get a little smarter out there, guys and girls. And so do you want to talk a little bit about that one?
Well, and some of it is also answering the needs that are out there. So I was in Portland a week and a half ago meeting with an attorney that I had done some work with, working on a huge case that he's got. And having been through our last Leapfrog where they were talking about being a challenger and really, you know, really using your knowledge to forward your client, and sometimes you have to push on that. I tend not to be a pusher, but I was remembering that, and so I took a big step forward with him and said, hey, look, here's what I think we need to be doing. Here's what I can do for you. Here's what you need for this case in order to move it forward. And it was interesting that he didn't step back at all. He really leaned into the conversation, hearing my commitment to him, hearing that what I was offering him was to make his case better so that he could help his client in this very complicated case that he was faced with.
And it sounds like you really had an air of certainty, which shows confidence. Mm-hmm. And I think people pick that up quite quickly. Now, what's interesting, who saw the movie Apollo 13?
Everybody here.
Great movie. Yeah.
Great
no,
movie.
It was. Because what was so great about this, and I think this is really your theme, is that when they were trying to find a solution, right, the head of NASA or whatever, whoever it was, said, this is, in one room they threw down, this is the only things the astronauts have on board. Find it. He didn't say, can you find it? Will you find it? You will find it. Find it with this material only. That is innovation.
Yeah.
Who wants to comment on that?
Well, and that's part of that, too, is where do you set the bar? I think some of this is NLP stuff, too, is that, you know, when you say, how do I become best in class? It's not a thinking that I had before I joined LeapFrog. I wasn't thinking about where am I, how am I best in class? But now I reach for that. I'm always thinking about how do I get there? How do I talk about that? And how do I apply that to folks? Because if, you know, being best in class, yeah, why wouldn't an attorney want to work with me? Why wouldn't he want me on his case when he sees that I'm the best he's going to find?
Yeah, there's best no question. There. Tina.
Well, you know, when I was very young in real estate, nobody really took note. I was just too young, so I was just told to sit down. Then when as I got older and knew as I was doing okay and being a teacher, I got a little bit aggressive, a little cocky because I had to be in a man's world more or less. And that was fine. And then we hit the great heyday. 2002 to 2007, we were building and we couldn't sell fast enough. So that was all gravy and all fun. But then after the crash happened, I kind of crawled back inside and I was known as the closer. And I lost that for a few years, just trying to maybe reinvent myself, crawling underground for a little bit, not sure what was going to happen in our industry. And then something funny kind of happened as we're talking to LeapFrog, you know, I just felt like my back just stood straight up and said, wait a minute. I am good, but I also want to help people. How do I do both those things? I have to interact, and I have to give myself to other people, and that happened. My confidence level shot straight up. I don't take no for an answer.
Hello.
People that know me know that that's an interesting statement. But I'm not a mean person, but I mean what I say and I say what I mean. And I don't say what I don't know. And I think people really appreciate that. Don't say what you don't know.
You know, I like that. I see that in your bio. It says no means yes.
Right.
Tell us about that.
A little story out there is when I started teaching, I was all of 25. I was the youngest instructor in Arizona. And when I walked in, the whole place just thought it was a joke. Like I was a stand-in. I wasn't really a teacher. As soon as I opened my mouth and put my PowerPoint up on the screen, everybody went silent. And I didn't think that was going to be something I wanted to do. I didn't really and nothing against it. I just didn't think I was going to be in real estate all that long. But I took a passion to it, and I decided that I would look at life that way because that was going to be the only way I'd make it. So life is choices. Choices are what make you. And you can either choose to sit around, watch TV, and feel sorry for yourself and get caught up in this really negative media, or you can get back on your horse. And this is the third real estate cycle I've been through. So for me, it was like, well, it's probably a good time to get it. And there's really no more excuses. And it's me that I have to go to. It's not anybody else. It's starting with Tina. So that's really been a wonderful outward experience for me because it is helping other people.
You know, and I think there's some vocabulary and phrases that probably all of you use here in the studio, like there's always a way. Because if you cut it off and you don't want to negotiate against yourself by saying, I can't, I can't, I can't, what happens when you hear that? Does that, how do you react when you hear people say, I can't?
Self-limiting.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's very sad. How do you get people to realize how they can get out of the I can't syndrome? Is there a way that you covertly do it or even
Dave, explicitly? I have a question for you.
Uh-oh. Okay.
How do you get people out of that syndrome?
Well, the biggest thing, very nice question, Tom. The check is in the mail. Okay. It's called reframing, really. I mean, you know, one way you can do that is you don't create resistance. You don't directly say, no, you can, because they're just going to resist that. One way you could do, it's called the as-if frame, say, well, I understand that. You know, it's very tough out there. So you pace their beliefs. It's tough out there. And then you say, but if you could do that, what would it be like? What would life be like for you if you could do that? You start gearing their mind to possibilities. It's very easy. You could try it on yourself, because a lot of people right now say that to themselves. That's part of their vocabulary. I can't. It's just not going to happen. So just reframe yourself. Right. And you, it's a great gift to give to your neighbors, your friends, your colleagues by saying, well, yeah, I understand that, but if you could do that, what would life be like? How much better would you be performing? Would you be joining Leapfrog Forms?
Exactly. And for our one listener out there today, and I'm just joking, but if you could change, and you are changing, and you're in an organization, first of all, I mean, we all applaud you. Don't give up. Keep plugging away. It's contagious. And again, if you're in a 10-person organization or 100, you know, spread the word, open it up. When you look around and you see the innovation that you can tap into with your fellow workers or whatever, start the fire. Get it going. You know, be the spark plug. That's what you're all about. You just need somebody to say you're all about that. Well, we just did. So go ahead and be that.
And it's really important to answer the question is where does the change happen? I think, again, we talked about this, is too many people look outside themselves. So let's go around. We only have maybe 4 or 5 minutes left, but let's go around the panel and really reemphasize that. Where does the change happen? It's not outside themselves, but I think Michael Jackson had a song about, you know, look at the man in the mirror, which was sort of cool. Not that I'm not promoting Michael Jackson necessarily. We got 3 minutes, so let's take 2 minutes. Tina, where does the change happen? How do you do it?
Definitely with me. I can't look to others for making decisions for me or for my family. I have to make them for myself first. I have to be honest to myself. I also need to laugh at myself once in a while. If you take life way too seriously, you're going to really get in your way. So for me, life changes right within my own soul, and then I can be clean and pure and race forward.
Nicely said. Okay, Deborah.
Well, yeah, it clearly starts here. And for me, it's been really uncorking my passion and just letting it flow. You know, finding good ways to guide it, to control it, to let it flow. But a part of it is just letting it be there because it's very contagious. If you're excited, if you're happy, if you want to be doing things, people around you want to do that too, and they'll join you. You'd be surprised. People come out of the woodwork if you're having a good time, if you're doing what you do, if you do what you're passionate about. So it starts here.
No doubt. Tom?
I agree. I can't add much more to that. It's succinct and to the point. Stop for a second and just believe in yourself. And what is it costing you to not change it? We've been in this 4 years now. And just speaking from a personal and a business perspective, give it up. Step up. Let's go. This is a lot of fun. How are you going to look back at this in the 4 more years when we turned this thing around and you're saying, I'm still the way I was? You'll get no satisfaction. Be the change. It's out there. Go do it.
There we go. Let's give some contact information. Tina Berger from Excel Commercial LLC. How do they get in touch with you?
You can go to an email, which is tina@excelaz.com. And I have a cell phone, which is on my person 24/7 like everybody else, which is 480-215-6440.
Thank you so much, Tina, for joining us. Deborah Johnson, how do they get in touch with you?
Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, at high-stakescommunication.com, or you can reach me on my cell phone, which is 24/7, 602-216-0049.
And Tom, in 10 seconds or less, how do they get in touch with you?
You can reach me at leapfrogforums.com. Phone number is 602-859-0048.
Well, thank you, Tina Berger. Thank you, Deborah Johnson, and the debut show, Leapfrog Forums. Tom, the boss, Bossmeyer, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. And we'll be back next month, the fourth Monday, between 2:30 and 4. Everyone have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.